Personal Finance Edition. I'm Olivia and I'm joined by my co-host Rashmi.
And today we will be talking about the defense sector.
So when we say defense, we are referring to the worldwide industrial complex that enables research and development of military weapon systems, subsystems, and components or parts.
And for this sector especially, I would say probably the most important, like in comparison to the other sectors, it's very important to keep track and be aware of the current events if you decide to invest in the sector, because it's very dependent on the geopolitical events going on around the world. And it's not only within your country itself, it's also international.
Yeah. So some of the major defense stocks include the Lockheed Martin stock, which is actually the world's largest defense company with a market cap of nearly $113.82 billion, which provides aircrafts, helicopters, and guided missiles.
Then there's the Northrop Grumman Corp stock, which has a market cap of over $65.47 billion, and it provides reconnaissance, aircraft, stealth bombers, and ICBMs, which is intercontinental ballistic missiles.
And then another one is Thales Shares, which has a market cap of 27.42 billion euros, which is a French armaments group. It provides regulation and control systems, communication security systems, as well as infrastructure and data protection solutions such as cryptology and network security management. So these three show you that there are different types of things that fall into the defense sector, but they do all eventually pertain to the military in some sense.
So let's kind of go into the factors or events when you want to invest into a defense sector. First of all, geopolitical tensions that we mentioned before. The escalations or de-escalations and geopolitical tensions have a very high impact on defense stocks directly. And heightened tensions can lead to increased defense spending, which benefits defense companies.
An example of this is how the tensions between North Korea and its neighbors have led to increased defense spending in that region, benefiting companies like Lockheed Martin and Raytheon.
Another factor to consider is the government defense budgets. So the government decisions on defense budgets influence defense stocks. So increases or decreases in defense budgets impact revenue and profitability of defense companies.
Yeah, so when you see that governments are increasing their defense budgets, you can expect that the companies will be gaining revenue and growing in the near future because there will be more investment in their products.
Yeah, so for example, the United States' approval of a substantial increase in defense spending led to a surge in stock prices for major defense contractors such as Boeing and General Dynamics.
Another thing to consider is military contracts. So awarding or terminating significant military contracts can affect defense stock prices because large contract wins boost revenue and market confidence, positively influencing stocks, and the opposite is also true for termination of contracts.
So for example, the Airbus company securing a lucrative military aircraft contract with a European country resulted in a significant increase in its stock price.
Another thing that can benefit these companies positively is technological advancements, which is true for a lot of sectors, but when it comes to technology, it's even more true. Innovations in defense technologies drive stock prices, so successful development and marketing of advanced technologies increases demand and potential stock growth.
For example, the successful testing of a new missile's defense system by the Israeli aerospace industries led to a huge surge in a stock price due to this increased market demand. And the successful testing was that it was like a 95% accuracy of its targets. And that kind of shows like this is a good system to be using. And so a lot of people will try investing into this company.
Yeah, because not only are we looking to invest in defense companies for the sake of investing in them, we also want to invest in ones that we expect to be profitable and we expect governments to be investing in, because we're investing in companies that are mainly used for large scale projects by the government.
Yeah, and let's also talk about the defense policy changes. So these changes can affect defense stocks. Shifts in priorities or focus areas create opportunities or challenges for defense companies.
For example, when the European Union's new defense procurement regulations favored domestic suppliers, that resulted in increased stock prices for European defense firms while hurting defense firms outside of Europe.
Global security threats is also a really big deal. I mean, obviously, this is a defense thing, so having a security threat is highly associated with this. And what this would do was people would increase, or governments would increase their defense spending, which will positively impact defense stocks. And events raising concerns over national security result in a higher demand for them as well.
So this might sound bad, but yes, if there is a higher concern over national security, that will benefit our defense investments. Again, ethics and what you invest in are really niche and difficult to understand because they do depend on the person, but we will touch upon this further in the future. But going back to global security, an example of this is how a rise in cyber attacks targeting critical infrastructure has led to increased government spending on cybersecurity, which benefits companies like Palo Alto Networks and FireEye, which help with preventing cyber attacks.
And finally, economic factors. Broader economic conditions indirectly influence defense stock prices. Factors like interest rates, inflation, economic downturns impact government spending and investor sentiment.
For example, during economic downturns, defense stocks may experience declines as governments prioritize spending on social welfare programs over defense. So it's evident that there's a lot of factors that go into understanding the defense industry and whether or not it's worth investing, which is why I personally, as a newer investor, would probably avoid it for now, just because of how much time and energy it will take to fully understand what you're investing in.
Yeah, because obviously you need to research a lot into this, not only within your own country, like we've mentioned before, but also internationally, and that definitely takes a lot of time and effort.
Yeah, I think that's something unique to investing in the defense industry. It's that it requires a more worldwide view on events and a worldwide understanding of companies.
Yeah, and that's kind of it for today on the defense sector. Thanks for tuning in. This is Rashmi Olivia, cashing off.